Wave Sound Audiobooks presents The Secret Years by Barbara Hannay, narrated by Blaisie Best. Prologue. North Queensland, 1963. The Englishwoman arrived at Kalkadoon on a hot and sultry summer's afternoon, when even the crows were silent and the creaky old windmill was deathly still. Rosie was hanging upside down from her favourite branch in a shady bottlebrush tree, but it was Dougie beside her who first saw the cloud of dust on the horizon.
"Carcamin,"
he remarked with a resigned lack of interest. They both knew that visitors who ventured out to Kalkadoon Station only ever came to see Rosie's father, the boss. Hanging there together, their skinny knees gripping the tree branch, the children stared through the thin fringe of leaves, out across the shimmering stretch of flat, dry paddocks, watching with idle curiosity as the dust cloud grew gradually bigger.
"Wonder who it is," Rosie mused, although she knew it had to be a neighbour or someone bringing supplies from Cloncurry.
Then Shirlene's voice cut the lazy afternoon stillness.
"Rosie!"
she yelled from the homestead.
"Come here, quick!"
"You'd better go," Dougie said.
Rosie pouted.
Why did she have to go? Visitors never came to see her.
"Come on, hurry up," called Shirlene. "You got a visitor and your dad'll skin me alive if I don't get you ready."
Rosie might not have moved if she hadn't also heard horses' hooves drumming across the hard ground. That would be her father riding back to the homestead. Maybe he'd seen the dust too. Maybe these visitors were important after all.
"Don't make me come out there and get you, missy."
Reluctantly, Rosie wriggled her knees free from the branch and swung down. It had taken her ages to learn how to do this as easily as Dougie could, but she was quite the little acrobat now. Letting go with her hands, she dropped the last bit to the ground, her bare feet landing in dust softened by many similar landings. Dougie was still hanging like a fruit bat, his white teeth grinning in his dark face. Even though Shirlene was his mum, not Rosie's, he didn't have to stop playing because of visitors. As far as Rosie knew, he never had to bother about getting tidy.
"See ya," he said sympathetically. Rosie shrugged.
"See ya."
Shirlene met her at the foot of the homestead steps and grabbed her arm.
"Come on."
Her tone was urgent, but not unkind.
"No dragging your feet today."
A glance beyond the homestead showed Rosie's father riding his horse hard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?